The reverberations of Scott Brown's upset win are being felt in Democratic-leading advocacy groups around the country, with many now second-guessing the role they played in the Senate race. That story from WBUR's Monica Brady Meyerhoff.
Immigration reform, women's rights, reproductive choice. Representatives from these groups are trying to assess the impact and their responsibility for the failure of Democrat Martha Coakley. Ali Nourani, chair of the Reform Immigration for America campaign, says advocates should have been more active in shaping Coakley's campaign message.
We did not articulate that immigration reform is part of the change agenda. So the fact is that this was a race that revolved around the issue of change, and Scott Brown, in spite of having a long history of being anti-immigrant, was able to tap into that wave.
Republican Brown is against granting illegal immigrants a path to citizenship. Nourani says Brown's win doesn't ruin prospects for immigration reform, but makes it more difficult. Janet Merguia, president of the National Council of La Raza, shifts the blame to Coakley for not engaging Hispanics who helped elect President Obama.
My sense was that it was not a very highly energized campaign, and we certainly didn't see the outreach to the Latino community that you would have expected in order to generate the support and mobilization that could have made a difference.
Immigrant advocates say if Coakley mobilized the 13% of registered voters in Massachusetts who are naturalized citizens or children of immigrants, it might have made a difference. There are also regrets from women's groups who say Coakley missed her chance at making history as the first female senator from Massachusetts. National Organization of Women President Terry O'Neill, speaking from a noisy room in the Capitol, says Coakley didn't use her gender in the race, and O'Neill wishes she had.
We made it very clear from our perspective in our advocacy that her gender mattered to us and was very much a plus.
In her victory speech at the primary, Coakley talked about the significance of being a female candidate, but then rarely mentioned it for the rest of the election. And despite Coakley's attempt near the end of the race to make reproductive rights a key issue, it didn't resonate with voters, says Cecile Richards, who heads the Planned Parenthood Federation of America.
There was certainly among the Planned Parenthood supporters, I think there was a lot of interest in this race and a lot of involvement. At the end of the day, this election wasn't about choice or reproductive rights. So many issues were trumped by really jobs and the economy and, frankly, even terrorism.
But the issue that's center stage now for Democrats is health care reform. And President Barack Obama says nothing more should happen on the bill until Senator Scott Brown is seated. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady Meyerhoff.